Samsung is facing a major crisis, its second in the last few months. Tomorrow, a court will decide whether to grant prosecutors' request to arrest J.Y. Lee, the South Korean smartphone maker's de facto chief. There are allegations of bribery, embezzlement, and perjury, and it's all tied to the now-impeached South Korean president, Park Geun-hye. And if you've been on an airplane recently, you know about Samsung's other problem, the Galaxy Note 7, which kept catching on fire and is now recalled and in many cases banned from the skies. Here with more is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ina Fried is senior editor of mobile for Recode. She joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Ina.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's talk first about this scandal with the head of Samsung, the de facto chief, J.Y. Lee. What are the allegations here?
So this relates, as you mentioned in the opening, to a scandal involving the Korean president, Park Geun-hye. And the issue here is whether Samsung CEO, like other CEOs, as the allegations go, donated money to a foundation that was tied to the president in exchange for political favors, better treatment of the business. So it's tied to that. You know, it's not actually as uncommon as you would think for Korean tribal or conglomerate CEOs to not only get arrested, but even run their companies from jail.
And among Americans, J.Y. Lee is not somebody who's well known the way that the CEOs of Apple or Google or other big companies are. But how important is this guy? What has he done at Samsung?
Well, you know, his father was the CEO before him and has been in ailing health for a long time. I mean, I think he's important in the sense that, you know, like American CEOs, he makes key strategic decisions, especially around, you know, where is the company going to put his resources? This isn't the person running Samsung day to day. Samsung has tons of different divisions. They make everything from washing machines to smartphones to all kinds of things. And each of those businesses runs pretty independently. But he's pretty important from a strategic point of view. And certainly, if anything, it's a huge succession crisis for Samsung if something happens to him legally.
And meanwhile, as we said, Samsung is also dealing with the issues with the Galaxy Note 7. People may be surprised to hear it is the largest smartphone maker in the world. It's not Apple, it's Samsung. And the Galaxy Note 7 was recalled after reports it was catching on fire. Do we know, first of all, the cause at this point of what was going on with the Galaxy Note 7?
We don't yet, although Samsung said at CES to expect its report that it compiled both on its own and with some outside investigators very soon. Reuters is saying it'll happen on January 23rd, the day before the company reports its earnings. So I think we'll be hearing a lot more about this soon.
And meanwhile, Samsung is still making phones with the name Galaxy, right?
They are. And I mean, the Galaxy Note is off the market and the Galaxy S7 is still probably the best-selling phone in the world. Certainly the most, you know, at the high end of the market, you know, right up there with Apple's iPhone. I think the idea that Samsung has been really hurt in the short term isn't true. I mean, they've really kept plugging. Most of the people who returned their Note 7s bought a Galaxy S7. And in a lot of ways, Samsung has kept on going despite this issue.
At the same time, you would think that would be a difficult thing to work through, the fact that every time you get on an airplane now, they say, if you've got a Galaxy Note 7, it's got to be turned completely off or tell us about it, and you can't fly with it turned on.
Yeah, I mean, it's been hundreds of millions of dollars of negative advertising.
Yeah.
That they've gotten at this. So I think it is, you know, I think the real test is going to be when the Galaxy S8 comes out in a little bit. That usually comes out in the beginning of the year. I think, you know, how do they, you know, make sure that buyers that aren't tied to Samsung go out and buy it? I think that's going to be much more difficult, a bigger task than it was to get people to trade in their Note for another Samsung product. They were able to provide financial incentives for that. And, you know, these were loyal Samsung buyers. I think, can they get the next, you know, when those people are, you know, starting fresh, do they get them? And does another Android phone maker step up into that place and really challenge Samsung?
How is Samsung doing overall in smartphone sales compared to Apple?
Well, it's doing really well. I mean, Samsung is bigger in units for sure than Apple. Apple makes more profit on its phones, especially per phone, than Samsung. But Samsung is bigger. They are cover more of the market. So in addition to the flagship Galaxy and Galaxy Note phones, they have a range of phones, you know, all the way down to the kind of phones, you know, you get for free with a prepaid phone or what have you. So they're doing really well, and they, you know, the markets they're struggling aren't the Note 7 areas. It's really the kind of things like the really competitive Chinese market where you have a lot of people competing for that mid-range smartphone. They're doing really well in the high end despite what would seem to be a really big blow with the Note 7.
That's Ina Fried, senior editor of mobile for Recode, talking with us about Samsung and its pros and cons right now. Ina, thank you so much.
Thank you.